Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Hellraiser. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Coming up, pair of Don Rickles tickets. We've also got the, what else? We have the top five Devil songs today as determined by intern Scotty J. Later on this hour, Jim Rube will be joining us from Los Angeles. Also, what's the worst song you've ever heard? And we'll be counting down, of course, until Horns Across the Hawthorne, which happens tonight. It is now just 5 hours away. A little under 5 hours away. We are gathering at 5:30 tonight, the Northwest pedestrian ramp. Now, that is the city. If people, when the Northwest is based, it's by that little green restaurant on the Coin Tower side of the river.
It's the green restaurant where a lot, you know, like the street kids are hanging out.
Always is that what? Oh yeah, because I kind of pedal through it sometimes. It's always
scum next to the bathroom.
Although I don't even know what's there now because it's the Rose Festival.
Oh, it's right next to that huge.
Is there a thing? It's by the huge catapult.
Yeah, it's
Why
by the catapult.
Why didn't we think of this like a week ago?
What have we been doing? The little green building that's obviously covered by the enormous catapult.
God damn, we're stupid.
Catapult.
There you go. We're meeting at the catapult. This is man.
Will we even have space for a tent? Have they been down there?
I don't know anything about
it. Okay.
Let's assume that it's going to work. This is like, if only I could, this is one of those things, if only I could go back and make it last week where we held. So, we're going to be meeting next week at the Catapult. That's where you should meet us, at the Catapult. The Catapult. Catapult, 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 Catapult.
What's a Catapult?
don't be sly. All right, there you go. Right by the catapult. All right, there you go. So that's, I don't know why we didn't think about that. So that's where it is. If you're wondering where we're meeting for Horns Across the Hawthorne, as well you should be.
Where are we meeting, Rick?
We're meeting by the catapult.
That should be easy for everyone to find.
All right, let's stop. It won't stop playing now. Stop! I can't make it stop. All right. 503. That Dean scream. I want to make that my car alarm. If some guy did, that would screw with you. If you were a car thief, you were some pinhead punk coming up to burgle me, you started to wait. Because nobody pays attention to regular car alarms anymore. If that was the car alarm, you went the first time you started to jimmy my lock, it's like late at night, it's 2 a.m., you're operating stealthily under the cover of blackness, only the moon and a black cat is your companion. You're there, and you start to put the little Slim Jim or whatever that thing is called down into the window. You would get the hell away from that car right then. You would back the hell up. All right. Let's see. I'm surprised he didn't just use his, like, master key or whatever he's got here to get on the phone. George from Wilsonville. We have noted his magical powers before, his ability to get on the phone no matter how busy they are. George from Wilsonville
Remember,
called
he has
in.
A sounder.
Does he? What did I... Oh, wait. Oh, damn it. I forgot. George from Wilsonville.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Yeah. He called in to see if anybody knows of an ODOT camera or something that those at home can watch about the Hawthorne Bridge event. What kind of language
there is there? There isn't an ODOT camera on the Hawthorne.
There is or is not?
There is not. There's one on the Morrison and one on the Ross Island.
So you will not... What do you mean watch at home? Get off you. What are you, one of those immobile baby boomers? Get off your Snackwell's ass and come down. It's 503-733-2970. Here's the thing. You got to know. It's not... If you're not there, you're going to be missing out on not only the social event of the season, but also one of the most fantastic photographs ever taken. Now, listen to this. First of all, we have a woman who's coming up from Eugene. I've got this. Rick, I was hoping you might give a quick shout-out to the handful of Seattle-based soldiers of the Emerson Army. This is from Michael. Since we listened to the one-hour delay version, read podcast, you doubtlessly know nothing about, could you do it as soon as possible? Where I am. I'm mentioning apparently there's going to be some Seattle version of this. He said the Seattle-based soldiers in the Emerson Army are going to be meeting at Pike Place Market at 6 p.m. For a Horns Across Pike Place at 6.
How cool.
He says, I'll be easy to spot. I'm going to be the good-looking, well-dressed guy standing nervously with a digital camera on the questionable corner of First and Pike.
Is he going to be next to the pig?
I don't know. That's a good question. He said, I'll be sure to send y'all the resulting photograph. Thank you. The Dark Lord appreciates your devotion. Signed, Rock. So it is Michael in Seattle. All right. Is this him? Is this actually that? Michael in Seattle? I was just reading the email. Is this him in Seattle? All right, well, let's find out. Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Actually, this is Mike in Portland.
All right, okay, Mike in Portland. What do you got, brother?
Well, I was wondering, you know, you guys are taking a picture. Is the boat thing still working? Because of the whole security with the ships and stuff?
The boat thing still
working. I thought you were taking a picture. You had someone out on a boat somewhere.
Oh, no,
you had someone
true.
Up on the bridge taking one.
How great is this? Actually, as of now, and this may even have changed, but as of noon when we came on to do this very fine radio program today, we had 5 different photographers, I think, who are going to be capturing this from every angle. This is just going to be the most photographed thing ever, because we got our good friend, our man Jason Crump, who's going to be down on the other side of the river by that little mustard-colored fire building.
Mm-hmm.
We got the guy, and I apologize. I sound like a jerk. I forget his name. The guy who's going to be in the boat. I think his name is Mark. He's going to be in the boat. We got another guy who's going to be on the bridge. I got my man Patrick with his car-mounted camera. He's going to be doing slow-rolling drive-bys with a car-mounted camera. And then there's going to be innumerable people from CBS Radio there filming it. And then God knows who's going to bring their own cameras.
Maybe we shouldn't give too many details about who's going to be where.
And I'm saying also, did you Google? You can go to a site, Google this thing up, where you can get satellite pictures.
Oh, like Tom Clancy style.
That I believe they're taken, you know, every so often. So you might be able to actually zone in on that and get a satellite picture of all of us, just a straight-up version of it.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of cool to see how close you could get. I don't know. I'd check it out.
Well, it's like that Google Earth thing.
Yeah.
Well, because if you're willing to pay for it, you can get satellite photos of almost anywhere on Earth at any time, because there are keyhole satellites, they're called.
Well, you guys got a connection here with CBS, right? Come on, they got satellites.
Do we? Tim?
Yeah, we must.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, give it a shot.
Because I remember, here's why I know this. Because I remember during the latter days of OJ, those 10 years ago, I swear to God, they were talking about trying to subpoena satellite photos to see if they could spot OJ if they could see the Bronco at Nicole's place around the time that the great cutting happened.
Or he, you know, dropping the glove
or him running away and saying stupidly to himself, I'll never get away with this. So I don't know, but it is possible. Who knows? That's one of the, if we have any friends who work in the Justice Department, the military, technology, CBS, if anybody knows about satellite photos of this, please to be calling. It's 503-733-2970. By the way, this is also a good time because apparently there's some online stream with which you can listen to this radio show. Not that I would know anything about that. But if you are listening online somewhere else and you are going to be doing the horns across whatever, your town, I encourage you to call now and tell us about that. It's 503-733-2970. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, take it easy, man. I'll be down.
All right, there you go. That's Mike. So if you are doing horns across the Gila, which we got some people in New Mexico doing that, if you're doing horns in Salt Lake, they're going to be doing horns across the Sugar House. That's happening in Salt Lake, apparently. We've got horns across Pike Street Market. Is it Pike Street or Pike Place?
Pike Place.
I never know what to say, and I always just sound like some tourist.
It's not Pike's Place. It's Pike Place.
Pike Place. It's like I'm still calling this Pioneer Square, but it's not. It's Pioneer Courthouse Square, because Pioneer Square is in Seattle.
It is.
I'm like one of those guys saying, I'm like Don Rickles talking about Oregon. So anyway, so it's 503-733-2970. So don't forget, we will be meeting at the Catapult. Listen to this. Thanks again for saying Catapult. Now I know where the hell I'm going, you bastards. Rick, thanks for the D&D audio. From this point on, I could be employed touring the world at chili conventions where I could be placed in... where I could be placed in porta potties and have them tipped over in the final event, and I would still feel better about myself than those poor bastards that I just heard playing D&D. Chicks would dig me more, too. That audio made up for 18 years of being low enough on the social totem pole to be emotionally scarred. It puts it all in perspective. How about this? Rick, Dungeons & Dragons. That was compelling radio. I love Dungeons & Dragons radio. Can we have this segment every week? This would increase my time spent listening. No, not really. Whoever had this idea needs to be beaten. That's Tony and the Coof. All right. Let's see. What else? Ann Coulter emails coming in. All these emails still coming about... I'm still getting all of these emails about Condoleezza Rice yesterday because I said that I thought she was hot looking. All right. Well, anyway. Phone calls here. All right. Well, I'm going to get these phone calls and then we should give away Rickles tickets. How do you feel about that?
I'm starting taking my allergy medicine.
Okay.
What'd you say?
You're playing through the pain. We got to know that Sarah's playing through the pain today. Sarah's giving 110% because you got the hay fever going on.
I've got something. I don't know what's going on.
And you mixed like, you've mixed like three different kinds of allergy medication, and she's chasing it with caffeine water. So she'll be lots of fun this afternoon. It's a good thing you're not going to be dehydrated and bitchy. Sarah, what?
It is a good thing. Hey, at least it wasn't last week. I would have been even more bitchy.
Oh, because of the specialness?
My special
Can I, let me just tell you this, by the way, that I was watching a special on fire ants the other day on the Discovery Channel, and the phrase, no, I'm not going to tell fire ant stories, except to say this.
Are you going
to
tell a blood hut story?
I'm not.
Okay.
Well, sort of. Except to say, I'm going to say, here's, you, Rick Emerson loves you, baby, as you made me say drunkenly one night in a late night phone call. Yes, I love you too, Sarah. Here's the thing. See, Sarah's got a soft side that doesn't really come out until like the third vodka. And then, I was watching this thing on fire ants last week, and they used this phrase, which I did not pull and isolate as a wave file to play on the computer. Because, you know, we love to pull wave files of random sound effects.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Here's the phrase that I did not pull from the fire ant special on the Discovery Channel. And it was all like, every year, blah, 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 a red wave of pain. No, it wasn't red wave. It was a red tide. It was a red tide of destruction. And I was all like, red tide of destruction. And then it's like I had the little devil on one shoulder and like the angel on the other.
It's brilliant.
Rick, it would be wrong to mock Sarah further for the... You know, and I finally was like, screw it. So I did not. So
I know. I wish I had more of a sense of humor about these things. It's just I'm just not in the mood during that week.
I'm just saying, well, see,
that... You could play it any of the other weeks, just not that it is, one particular
that's
week.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a Lady Hawk thing, because the one week that I'd want to make fun of that special time is the week that I can't. And the one week that you wouldn't accept me doing it. Okay, let me just take these. Duke. Hey, Duke.
Yeah.
Hey, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. You're with the National Guard?
Yes.
All right. So what do you know about satellites, Duke?
Well, actually, the satellite imagery that you guys are talking about, I mean, is dead on. We've worked with a lot of it for surveys and stuff like that, and I'll tell you what, we've gotten really close. I've actually seen my mom in her pool while she's floating on her little air mattress.
That's unnerving.
Yeah, and I mean, it's and you know, people pay like $700 for Google Earth, and I mean, you can get everything up to the minute for the very second at the very like topographical imagery that you need.
Now, can I, you know, so would my question here is, Duke, would it be possible then, this Horns Across the Hawthorn is happening today at 6:06? Will it be possible then to get a satellite photo of this event from somewhere?
Yes, it is possible.
Not that I would ask anybody to compromise any sort of
national
security. No, that would be wrong. I'm just saying theoretically.
Theoretically, I mean, you, like I said, you can always contact Google Earth, and I mean, they would gladly sell you some software and put it right in your hands and be all able right. to just give you a DSL connection and a little bit of software, and you've got it all right there in your hands.
I may have one of the engineers look into that. They live for that kind of a thing.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
All right, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that's Duke. There you go. All right. Well, we're not going to get to the Rickles tickets because I got to take these calls. I just like to use the phrase Rickles tickets.
It kind of flows.
It's like a ricky-ticky-tavy kind of a thing. Let's see. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Hey, Rick. Pretty good.
This is Paul, I mistakenly called you Mark, right? You're the guy in the boat.
Yeah.
My apologies. I'm sorry about that. So what...
Well, I heard yesterday all the security that they're going to do on the water here with the Coast Guard and stuff, and I actually contacted them yesterday, and they said...
You can't... You fool. You can't contact in advance. Never do that.
Actually, you have to, because if you go out there and they're not allowing you, they will actually... They can bring all kinds of stuff on you.
They'll give you a fuselage of cannon fire. My advice would be to get an eye patch and a Jolly Roger and just and do it anyway.
Yeah, so I contacted them. They said they're not starting to patrol the river until later this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And they said if there's not a patrol boat out, don't worry about it.
Fantastic.
If there is, you have to talk to them and explain what you're doing. They will escort you out there.
Will they escort or not escort you out of there, as in to leave, but they will actually escort you out there to do it?
They will escort me over there, sit with me, and then leave with me.
Come on, how great is that? It's like having your own... it's like being Josiah Bartlett on the West Wing, and you got the three cars in front and the three cars behind.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Paul, you are the man, and the Rick Emerson Show, we salute you in advance for this.
Thank you.
Great, thank you, Paul. All right, there you go. Paul, the guy with the boat that I called Mark. There you go, sorry about that. Everybody knows this. You will know me for a year and a half, and I'll still be getting your name wrong. It's 503-733-2970. We're going to do, let me do one more, then we'll break. Roop, then Rickle tickets. See, if I was high, that'd be the funniest thing ever. I'd just be sitting there going, tickle-dee-rickety, all day long. What are we doing here? This is Gary. All right, we'll get Gary. Claims to be a friend of Sarah. Gary, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
This is actually Jen, his wife. He gave me the phone.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Hi, Sarah.
Are you going today? This is Jen and Gary.
The hearse. The hearse.
The
okay.
hearse, yeah.
Jen and Gary. Who
He's
knows?
He's not doing very well with the names.
There's a million Gary and Jens in the world. Okay, whatever. This is Gary and Jen. Okay, let me... They were the at Halloween Hangover.
They are the coolest. This is their hall. Are you guys doing something special? Because if anyone would be, it's...
Let me just describe. You guys may remember seeing that. Was it Halloween Hangover, the one at the city that cannot be mentioned?
Yes.
Okay, and they drove us there in a hearse. It was very cool.
Ghost flames painted
cool,
on it.
And cool enough to actually drive some drunken listeners home as well. Gary kind of looks like Sarah's ex-boyfriend, Justin. I mean, in a good way. If you can get past the corpse paint and whatever. They were very, very goth kind of powdered face.
And you're missing Jen's biggest asset.
I know. I was leading up to the fact that we needed a second camera just to get your massive bosoms into the shot. Really so large that they can't even be described. I mean, it would take a good hour to walk from one side of your breast to another.
Or a satellite shot.
Or a satellite photo.
My bra on.
I'm going to file that away. That's that's for personal reflection later, file. So what's up?
So Gary is tattooing 666 on my arm.
Yeah!
Are you serious?
When?
Yes. Actually, we were going to start right this second. I have the stencil on and...
On your arm?
What now?
Where on your arm are you getting the 666 tattoo?
Kind of up on my bicep.
Yeah. So it's like up where you'd roll a pack of cigarettes if you were Schneider from One Day at a Time.
Yes.
Okay. And so which arm?
My left arm.
Left arm. And now is it in red or is it in blue? How do you do that? I don't know how tattoos
work. It will actually be in red.
All right. That's pretty cool. How big?
Yeah. Probably about an inch and a half across and an inch high.
That's damn straight. Excellent. Good times.
Wow.
So there you now if I may ask this, it's a personal question. Now, do you have children or do you ever plan to become a parent, if I may ask?
No, we don't have children, and no, we are never going to have children.
They have animals.
Oh, see, I was going to say, because I wonder about sometimes where you wonder, like, at these conversations. Like, I ran into Holly, who's one of our listeners, who actually had no idea we were back on air, ran into her and her man at the store the other night. Mm-hmm. And Holly, a very attractive girl, covered in tattoos. And I always wonder, like, and I think she mentioned at one point she wanted to have kids, and I always wonder, like, what conversation, that's going to be a fun talk to have with your kids. So
right.
You are going to be, so you'll be like the cool aunt. You'll be like the cool aunt with the 666 tattoo.
Yeah, we are the cool aunt and uncle already.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's right. You're like uncle and auntie death.
Yes, and my nieces are all like, we want to ride in the hearse.
Oh, that's fantastic. Excellent. All right, you got to send us a picture of that when you get it done.
Oh, I will.
Oh, sure. Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
Are you going to be there tonight?
I am going to be there tonight.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, Jen and Gary by proxy. Thank you. We'll see you tonight.
All right.
All right. There you go. All right.
Yeah, they're so cool. They're like this, like scary gothic.
And I was not lascivious. I tried to be very reserved about it.
No, you weren't.
Huge.
I could see. I know. I could see the first thing you wanted to start screaming.
Well, as soon as you
breasts.
Well, because I'm like Jen and Gary. I'm like,
well, you were dancing,
Jen and Gary. Who? Well, and I'm like, who are they? And you're like, you know, from the hearse. And then it's like I was just distracted for 5 or 6 seconds. Look, I'm not trying to be crude. I'm simply noting that it is amazing and a little distracting
well,
when you meet her.
You have pictures of them on your website.
She is perhaps the most massively endowed woman I have ever met in my life. And I don't mean
but
that
not
again.
Not like a saggy, gross way.
No, and I'm not trying to be leering or gross about it. I'm just saying she is incredibly proportioned. I mean, it's amazing, really. But no, but very beautiful. And not in the bad wheelbarrow way. I'm talking in the good, attractive, all-American womanhood kind of way. I should stop now because I'm starting to sound creepy. All right, I'm entering creepy zone. It's the creeping kid. It's 5:03.
Oh, have we been taking a break?
Oh, God. And no, Jim and Roop's going to call. Well,
I know.
Might as well just stay here now.
This is what happened yesterday.
We're running. We're just going to end up doing all the breaks at the end.
Well, should we just have Tim do...
We might as well start playing that, you know, this is the Don and Mike Show sounder. Because it's just going to be nothing but... It's going to go to the end. It'll be like the freaking Howard Show. There'll be 80 minutes of spots at the end.
All right, so let's just be zen with the fact we're going to have to chunk the spots together. Let's go to Tim.
And ladies and gentlemen at the city desk, it's your personal secretary, Brady.
The Myers House, the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon. CBS presents the city desk news beat, team on the reporting. Well, the number of Iraqis dead in Baghdad alone the first 5 months of this year stands at 6,025, or more than 1,200 a month. Now, so far this year, 10,150 bodies have been received by the morgue, the deadliest year in the capital since the war began. Meanwhile, Iraqi police found 9 heads along a highway just outside of Baghdad, so things are getting better every day for those people.
Democracy on the march, kids.
But pay no attention, because from Olympia, Washington comes word of Referendum 65 sponsor Tim Iman did not turn in petitions Monday in Olympia for gay rights referendum 65. Instead, he showed up at a news conference in a Darth Vader costume.
By the way, I want to say preemptively right now, if anybody's asking why this is not a Geek Watch, because this happened last night, somebody sent me this story last night, and I just sort of glanced at the headline, I didn't read it. And I went home, and Laura was watching the news, and she's all, with the TiVo, she paused, and she's like, hey, come look at this. And I said, what? And she ducked out, and it's this guy, what's his name?
Tim Iman. He's a Bill Sizemore type of character.
Yeah, he's some pinhead. Yeah. Some jackass who's there, and he's some anti-gay freak. And so he's delivering what? A petition to something or other?
He showed up at a news conference in a Darth Vader costume to tell supporters he needed one last push before Tuesday afternoon's deadline.
Yeah, I bet he needs one last push.
He needs more than 112,000 voter signatures if it qualifies with the November ballot and approved by voters.
Referendum
65 would overturn the law that added homosexuals to the law banning discrimination in jobs, housing, and lending.
Yes, the 19th century called. They'd like their attitude back. So if anybody, but he did it in a, he showed up
in a Darth Vader
costume. Because he's a kooky, attention-getting nitwit. He showed up in a Darth Vader costume to do this. And as Aaron Geek in the City Duran noted this morning, when he's not busy being interviewed by the Oregonian, he noted that, of course, the Dark Lord of the Sith, the Empire, would be in favor of all kinds of sexualities because they're because that's what they do. They embrace because they're because they're an anything goes kind of group. So it's not a Geek Watch because the whole notion offends me. And a true geek would never do something so ridiculously bigoted and narrow-minded while wearing a Darth Vader outfit. So he's dead to me. He's dead to me. I'm not even going to acknowledge him. And from this day forward, he is an enemy of the Rick Emerson Show. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Now listen to this. Have you heard about this new Portland hobby called zoo bombing? This is when bicyclists barrel down a hill as fast as they can, like the hill below the Oregon Zoo, or even more risky, the highway that runs from the zoo to the edge of downtown. Last Sunday night, a woman who was doing just that lost control of her bicycle and crashed along Highway 26. The woman, whose name is not really suffered head injuries, when she crashed near the tunnel and transported to the hospital. The group is not only endangering the lives, but they're breaking the law, too. Posted signs clearly state that non-motorized vehicles are not allowed on Highway 26, or even the city's Bicycle Transportation Alliance says that stretch of highway is no place for cyclists. So stop these zoo bombings.
Yeah, don't do that, whatever. If only I've been listening. Rick, I have worked for a major government contractor in the past, Titan Corp, who actually developed the Star Wars system that was never used. Generally speaking, he says, it passes over Portland once a day, and it's so detailed, we could spot your hair loss on this day while you're on the bridge. And yes, CBS has at least 2 in orbit. This is kind of creepy for reasons I can't put my finger on. So there you go.
Well, they can't see us. There are no windows in here.
No. No, not that we know of. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Good Los morning. Angeles, how are you, sir?
I'm well. How are you?
Brother, I'm rolling along. We got 4 hours. I can't tell time anymore. You have 4 hours until Horns Across the Hawthorne, which is going to be the greatest photo in the history of Portland, my friend.
Well, that'll go up on your website, won't it?
It's going to be up on the website. We got the people in far-flung locales. We got people doing Horns Across bridges in Mexico, in New Mexico, in Seattle, and whatever. We are lining the Hawthorne Bridge here in Portland with a skillion people. And then at 6:06, we're going to do a big photograph of everybody simultaneously throwing up the devil horns. That's what we
Beautiful.
Do. It's genius.
Beautiful.
How's life in Los Angeles today?
Great. Fantastic.
So you got, how much longer, I can never keep track of this, how much longer is Schwarzenegger in office? Theoretically speaking.
The election is November.
All right. But that's because he came in midterm, I guess, right?
Yeah,
he came in like
first,
halfway
this
through.
This is actually his first full term.
All right. Is this going to be another thing where it's like the don't squeeze the Charmin guy and Todd Bridges and whoever running against him?
Well, these are the two guys who are vying for that that particular position today.
Right.
The state controller and the state treasurer.
Right. Okay.
They're relatively unknown, which is why only 38% of the people are going to turn out to vote today.
Yeah.
And they've been kind of idiots with each other. They haven't really talked about anything substantial, so people don't care, because all they are is nitpicking at each other and they haven't talked about anything. So.
Well, that's kind of, we just, what was it, we just had this the election a couple weeks ago, Tim, and the, seriously, it was like 12% of the people voted, and it was exactly because there was no mudslinging at all.
No.
It was just a, it was a common sense, adult, mature discussion of the issues with no personal or ad hominem attacks of any kind, and so no one
cares. Hell likes that.
No one cares. So no one, I didn't even know what happened. So my wife came in, you know, waving the ballot. That was the first I'd heard of it.
See, it's my opinion. You want to either love or hate somebody, not agree with them.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's, you give me a jersey to wear and a pom-pom to wave and a snow cone to buy.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about. So, that is, because the general consensus, Let me ask it this way. Just because Schwarzenegger is, I both love and hate living in a country that elected that guy governor. And so, if the, as they always say, if the election was held tomorrow, would the people keep him or would they kick him out?
I think they would keep him.
Just, has he done anything good, or is it just that they don't have a better choice?
They don't have a better choice. Mm-hmm. He has done some good things. He's done good stuff with workers' comp. He's raised the minimum wage. He's sort of balanced the budget, at least better than anybody else has done to this point. He's not raised taxes, but he's creating revenue. So he's doing some good things. I mean, he's got a lot of, some high-priced people around him that are helping him make these good decisions. And he's not doing it haphazardly.
Right.
So he's doing some good things. But more so than that, there is just no other choice.
That's democracy at its finest.
Isn't it?
There's a whole lot of... democracy, you know, like our national symbol should just be like the big shrug. You know, that's kind of what... just kind of a, you do? Yeah, that's totally... that really ought to be our national slogan. Just a lot of, well, you know how it is. You know, like a lot of...
It's like, who do you choose? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
It is the noise that my grandfather would make before he just clicked over back over to Wheel of Fortune every night. You know what I mean? So, all right.
There was a fire at Sony Studio today.
Yes, there was.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. A small fire, but 90 minutes. It's where they're filming Spider-Man 3.
Oh,
it was
really?
An empty soundstage, so nothing got burned, nobody got hurt. You know, it was just interesting.
All right,
the soundproofing materials and the double-paned walls, I guess, double steel-enforced walls made it hard to fight the fire, which is why it took them an hour and a half. But for the most part, it was nothing.
So nothing. Nothing was damaged. Nothing was.
No, they're still going to try and make that Spider-Man 3.
All right, now you know Spider-Man 2. I'm a big.
I like Spider-Man 2.
Big fan of Spider-Man 2, much more so than the first one. So I'm all over.
I don't know where they're going to go with this one, but
they've got me for the third one. I don't even think we have it. That we have this horrible, ridiculous story from Jessica Alba today talking about. I know we've gotten on the subject, but didn't it used to be that when a movie was a huge disaster, economically and otherwise, they didn't make another one? I got this story today about Jessica Alba pumping the new Fantastic Four film, because that's what we were all clamoring for.
Well, see, now there's so many venues for it. I mean, they can go to DVD, they can go to computer, they don't have to, it's not like it used to be where, if the ad says, going or coming to a drive-in near you, that's a video equivalent of a lousy film.
Oh, you know what it is? I just want a channel where I tune in. Here's what I want. Here's what Jessica Alba should be doing. I realize that everybody's realized by now that she's
in a bikini, man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's figured out by now that she can't act, and so she's making it fast while she can, and I understand that. That's an admirable trait. I understand the desire to do that. Here's what they ought to do. They ought to just have a show, and it's just called Jessica Alba sits on a milk crate in the middle of the room and just bends over occasionally wearing something low cut. And that's it. And that'll be on for like an hour on Wednesdays, like against ER or whatever. That'd get like a 40 share.
I'd buy a ticket.
That's what I'm saying. All right, Jim Roop in Los Angeles. We will talk to you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen. Should we break? We have to.
Yeah.
We have to break. When we come back, more phone calls, more Tim Riley, because he's Tim Riley. More, we'll give away some Don Rickles tickets later on. We have CNN radio course. No, of course we don't. We just had to. Pay no attention. I can take that out in post. Hi. Ladies and gentlemen, later on we will have the top five devil songs as deduced by Scotty J. the intern. We are counting down to Horns Across the Hawthorn tonight, 5:30 at the Catapult. You stay there. Back after this, it's 666 on AM 970, Solid States Radio. the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland. It's so weird that Danzig is from New Jersey. Doesn't really seem like a guy that would be coming from, New Brunswick or the hell it is. All right, 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show from ClydeLewis.com. He'll be at Dante's tonight for the 666 party. He is the original hairy, scary guy, the master of something and the prophet of another thing. Clyde Lewis, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I wanted to call and tell you that I will be there, yes.
Excellent.
I had to make a deal with
good.
The devil. I had to make a deal with the devil to come out, but I'm coming.
You had to sell the shattered remnants, what's left of your soul?
Pretty much. I had to sign a contract in blood. I had to prick my finger, the whole thing. It was pretty scary, and I did it. And, hey, I wanted to let you know that if you can find the song Kiss, Kiss, Kiss by
The Cure?
No, by Yoko Ono.
Oh, right, okay.
If
you play it backwards, it says 666, Satan's coming.
Okay.
It does. Try it.
The worst part, but see, that's not the horrifying part. If you play it forward, it just goes... So, I mean, that's no good either. That's kind of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, so if you want to do that at home, kids, go right ahead. Also, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you do, go out and buy a Yoko Ono record. Actually, I guess with the internet, you don't have to do that anymore.
No, just download it, steal it if you can.
Fantastic.
Play it backwards, and you'll get the whole feeling, and it'll be nice and satanic for you today.
All right.
Anything I need to do today? Anything special? Say a prayer? Maybe pray and...
Interesting, by the way. I should tell you this. I'm not being a kooky whatever. I'm reading this now. I don't know if it's true, but I am reading this. This is another thing I'm making up. It says, this is from Mark. Mark emails and says, Rick, I heard that to counter your horns across the Hawthorne shindig, a local religious group is staging a prayers in the park rally. So there you go. I don't know if it's true or not. I'm sorry, that's terrible.
It won't be as good, though.
No, it won't be as interesting. It'll have terrible music, and the women will all
be... We can have prayers at the bridge if you want.
None of the women will be hot.
No.
So there you go. I mean, that's really... In what possible way would that be more interesting?
Then again, the religious girls secretly want me, so I think I'll go hang out at the prayer group.
Okay. Well, have fun with that then. I'll just wait and just take the evil girls, I guess.
Okay. You can take the evil women.
The evil girls up on the bridge, hot girls down below.
Okay.
Or hot religious girls down below. All right.
So yeah, and then of course there's the festivities afterwards.
And that is Cleveland is playing tonight. I can lick any son of the bitch. Son of a bitch in the house is going to be playing. They're like a cow punk kind of a group. And we're going to be spinning the pentagram of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be giving away 6 minutes of the Rick Emerson Show, with which you can do whatever you want. We're going to be giving away brand new AM 970 Solid State Radio shirts and a George Foreman grill.
Cool.
Also passes to the new Omen film, which is apparently a crap. And a thing that I don't even really know what this is. It's a thing that's been on the prize list for like the last two events we've done. And it just says, also a smoking baby. And I don't really know what that is, but apparently we're giving it away.
Well, that sounds like fun.
So there
I'm looking forward to it.
Does your boss think you're on the phone with a college student right now?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Ask me a couple questions that you would ask a college student at your day job, Clyde Lewis.
Okay, what's your highest level of education?
I barely graduated from high school.
Okay. And did you ever get any college in your background?
No.
What kind of grades did you get?
I was a miserable student. Also, I'm addicted to methamphetamine.
So, Rick, what are you planning on doing with your life after 5 years? Or what are you planning on doing? What are you doing? What are you going to be like?
He could talk me into anything with that tone of voice on the phone.
Really?
I'm really sad. I know Clyde, but he could talk me into taking anything.
You have what Henry Rollins calls a warm and crisp timbre to your voice, Clyde. You are very persuasive with that. Do you seriously feel like George Arano from Glengarry Glen Ross, just that I had him on the hook, River Oaks?
All the time. And, of course, there's that great line, that one that I sent you.
Oh, yeah, about... Where did you get this lead from? A morgue?
A morgue? Exactly.
Yeah, good times. All right, Clyde Lewis, we will see you tonight, and then we'll see you tonight.
Yes, I'll be there.
Excellent. ClydeLewis.com. And your website has a bunch of stuff about the origin of 666, does it not?
Yes, all the things I've written about 666, if you want to take a look at it, it's pretty scary.
Fantastic. ClydeLewis.com. There you go, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Clyde Lewis. Oh, your nostalgia file. All right, so 503-733-2970.
He can talk me into getting a master's degree today, or even no degree.
Sarah just made the McRib is back noise.
Oh my gosh, no, the woman who got the DUI.
Oh yeah, what's her name? Teresa Kaiser from OLCC. She's in the Inquirer. There's a big piece about it.
Liquor control boss busted for, you guessed it, DUI.
Yeah, she's a good upstanding. Good times.
You know how much she made a year?
Yeah, $105,000.
Oh my God.
But then she was busted for what?
For DUI. A witness said her car had been weaving into an oncoming lane.
That's too bad.
Yeah, the cops smelled booze in her car and they said her blood out. Her blood alcohol level was tested at twice the legal limit. Wobbling and staggering.
All right.
Come on.
That was a mistake. All right. Do we have to break again? To get back on time?
To
get back on the road to
Wellville?
Can we have at least 10 minutes of commercials?
I'd like to request an end. Can the next hour just be nothing but the spots? All right, so we're good for until the 20 or so?
Yeah.
So we should give away these Don Rickles tickets.
Maybe we should.
So here's what we're going to do. Let us go to Tim Riley. Then we will, or is that right? Well, hold on. Let me look at my...
I don't know.
I've gotten so completely screwed up here. Hold on a second. This is, we're now going to take... I'm going to take a moment here. And we're going to go to the... I'm going to look at my matrix. Just enjoy this while
we built this Starbucks.
Just to take a second here.
We built this Starbucks on high end. So built this Starbucks. You built this Starbucks on high end. So...
All right, sir. So I'm going to read a few emails, and I'm going to play the Week in Geek here. So while I'm doing that, Scotty. Scotty, why don't you get the fifth and, like, sixth callers ready? Take, like, callers five and six in case the first caller eats it. Take caller five and six for a pair of Don Rickles tickets. Chinook wins plus buffet this coming Saturday. Chinook wins. You got to be able to go Saturday. Don't win and then go, I can't go Saturday. Can I get Friday? You cannot get Friday. Saturday. You'll take Saturday and you'll like it. Saturday, pair of tickets, Don Rickles, Chinook wins, and buffet.
Saturday's better anyway because you're not fighting the traffic.
True, and he's going to be more in the groove, you know. He's going to know the room a little bit. So there you go. So, Scotty, get callers five and six ready. We'll go to them in a second. We'll go to caller five anyway first, and we'll see what they do. In the meantime, let me play this.
And now, the Rick Emerson Show presents The Week in Geek.
Hey, I'm Aaron Duran of GeekInTheCity.com, and this is your Week in Geek. There's some rumors floating about that the Wachowski brothers are going to turn their attention to the anime classic Speed Racer and turning into a live-action film written by Vince Vaughn, who is now on my hate list because not only does he get to bang Jennifer Aniston, but he's probably going to play Racer X, too. Because they haven't cashed in on my childhood just quite enough yet, Bantam Books is going to re-release 10 classic choose-your-own-adventure novels. However, in classic Lucas style, they're going to be updated with modern technology. No word yet if the gun that killed Harlow Thrombey is going to be replaced by a walkie-talkie. Finally, in Portland this week, oh hell, you know what you're going to be doing. You're going to be joining the faithful and the blasphemous for Horns Across the Hawthorne on Tuesday, June 6th at 5:30 p.m. Meet at the Grassy Knoll, take the best picture of all time, and then we're going to head down to Dante's, spin the Pentagon of Prizes, and get drunk. Be sure to check out geekinthecity.com, where every hit is a critical hit. I'm Aaron Duran, and this has been The Week in Geek. Oh, jeez.
The Week in Geek, only from The Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
All right, there you go. Isn't that exciting? That was fantastic. The best. I'm sorry?
That was
it
well
really
done.
Is. No, and I'm not being, I don't mean that in any Haskell
Why
kind of way.
Why is my microphone like halfway across the room where I can't reach it?
So I can wield the childlike control. No, I don't mean that in a sarcastic way. It really is great. It's just, I'm busy distracted by the fact that every week he has a different sound effect there and that he worked in a Harlow Thrombey reference. So, good for you. I was more of a UFO 5440, choose your own adventure kind of a guy. It's 503-733-2. 970. They ought to make porn films like that. Here's a little marketing tip from me to you. Remember those Choose Your Own Adventure? They ought to do Choose Your Own Adventure adult films where it's like, it's like co-ed comes over because the shower is broken at her place, you know, and it's like she needs to use your hot water. What do you do? It's like a Choose Your Own Adventure, but with porn. Well, there you go. All right. It's 503-733-2. 970. Sarah, we should probably... Do we have that bed that we use for this? It's a news pile bed?
Yeah.
Let's go to that. And we're going to take caller number five right here, which is... Let's see. Caller number five.
Hello.
Hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fantastically. All right. Mike, are you ready to play for a pair of Don Rickles tickets?
Sure.
Okay, Mike, today you're going to be playing when I was a boy. So, Sarah, we'll get the, you want to get the bed ready for that? The when I was a boy bed? All right. So, Mike, are you ready to play when I was a boy? I will explain the rules to you in just a moment.
Sure.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do, Mike. We are going to give you the signal to begin, and when I give you the signal to start, the music will change. You must speak for 60 seconds about when you were a boy, blah, 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 about the subject of blank, and I will give you the subject when you start. Are you ready? Do you understand the gist? Have you heard me complain about how things are different from when I was a boy?
Yeah.
All right, so you've heard me say, well, when I was a boy, we didn't have blah, blah, blah. Movies were a nickel, and we had to wait for the ice truck to come by, and all my meals were dust. You've heard me do this.
Sure.
All right, you've heard everybody you know. You've heard old people complain about this. So I will give you the subject. You must freestyle for 60 seconds about how it was when you were a boy.
60 seconds seems like a really long time.
It's a contest. That's why it's not called call up and just give you the tickets.
But yeah, but yesterday with the Courtney Love crack hoe, I mean, that was pretty easy.
I
guess it varies.
She could have picked this contest. She picked the other one. I'm just saying. That's why you got to win them. That's why it's not, you're not being given them. It is not a Mike calls up and is entitled to tickets bit. All right, so you ready?
Okay.
All right, so we will begin the bed. When we begin the bed, I will begin counting down. You must then freestyle for 60 seconds, beginning with the phrase, when I was a boy. Are you ready? Mike, the subject is rock and roll. Go.
Well, when I was a boy, we used to listen to Alice Cooper and some of those cranky rock bands back then in the 70s. We had AC/DC and we had David Bowie. He was a glam rocker when I was a boy, and we used to dress up like rockers in our black outfits and dance around and play our air guitars, and we had bands. We'd get together and play our music together and have a good old time just rocking and rolling and making as much noise as we could. And the radio was all different then. People were tuned into the tunes, and when a new song would come out, everybody would be talking about it that day.
All right, there you go. Congratulations.
So who
all
said
right.
60 seconds was too light?
There you go. Going. Congratulations, Mike.
Well, thank you.
You have won yourself a PC. And Sarah, she doubted your ability. But no, you were able to sound like a crusty, embittered old man with almost no difficulty at all. Congratulations, Mike. You've won a pair of tickets to see Don Rickles.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Scotty, if you can get name, phone, address, and date of birth, or DOB as they say on Mike there. Name, phone, address, and date of birth on him. And he's got to pick up those tickets, not at this building, but at the KUFO building. The 2040, blah, 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 blah. Don't come pick them here. You come try and pick them up here. Carol's going to come back. She's going to punch me in the face. It's 503-733-2970. By the way, you're listening to AM 970 KCMD, AM Portland. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your personal savior at the city desk. It's Tim Riley. This is one nonstop show of excitement today. Sarah's giving me the how much longer till I can leave look.
I'm just trying not to cough.
She's wondering when my break for coffee
she's
was.
She's highly medicated.
Yeah, it's true.
From Higher Town, the one of the Coin Tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk News. Me, Tim Riley, reporting. I was just looking at the Inquirer, and I can't believe.
Okay, did you see that picture that I flagged?
Well, this one here of Wynonna Judd. She looks just like Meatloaf in his Paradise by the Dashboard days.
Totally. Now, who knows why I flagged that?
I don't know.
Okay. Who was on this program complaining that I, quote, blocked him? Oh, hold on. Who is this calling me? Should
Maybe
I answer
you should
this?
Answer it. Sure.
Hold on. Hi, this is Rick. Oh, hi, Casey at CD Game Exchange, one of the many proud sponsors on the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, Casey? Yes, I'm doing very well. How is life, Casey? How are things? Which branch of the CD Game Exchange, a proud sponsor of the Rick Emerson Show, do you work at? The one on 36. That's a fine location. I patronize that quite a bit.
I know that, Casey. It's all mine.
You got my Entourage Season 2 on DVD? It's there?
That's prompt service.
It came out today, and it's already there. Casey, that doesn't even seem possible. It came in late last night, and you were actually called first thing to let me know that it's here. Thank you so much, and I understand that you were able to find it at a slightly discounted price from what I'd expected to pay for that, Casey. All right. Hold on. Casey, can you hold on? Sarah wants to say hello to you. All right, hold on. Why don't you say hello to Casey at CD Game Exchange, one of our many proud sponsors.
Okay, sure. Hi, is this the Casey I'm thinking? How are you, Casey? My bike ride was very lovely, thank you.
He's a caring individual.
I'll tell my sister hi when I visit her. I'm going to Boston this Saturday. So.
Ooh, what's... Hello.
They're friends from college.
Really?
They're friends.
Are they special
college.
Friends from college?
Yeah.
Friends
I'm sorry,
with,
what?
Friends with benefits.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I will let her know you said hello. Yeah, you too. Okay, bye.
There you go. Are they friends with benefits from college?
They have a history.
Yeah.
Perhaps the benefit is discount videos.
I don't think so.
Oh, it's something more. I guess you're going to be... Well, never.
That's awkward. Okay, this is a good time to mention, by the way, since I can't remember what the hell we were talking about, you're going to be gone next week.
I am.
Sarah Dillon will be gone
but
next week.
The first vacation
week.
I've taken in 4 years.
Yeah.
That's been more than like 3 days.
Okay.
My sister moved to Boston 4 months ago. I haven't seen her. Her one birthday present was a plane ticket.
No, it's fine. I don't begrudge you. Not much. So Sarah's going to be gone next week, though. But
I'm going to be going to New York,
too. But you know what? It'll remind us of how much that we truly appreciate you.
Or maybe how little that I do.
Yes. Well, it's always a possibility.
Let's hope not. Fingers crossed.
All right. What the hell what were we talking about?
I think we're starting the news.
Oh, no. Here's why. Because you... Okay, let's stop. Bam. We're going to kick it up a notch here. Here's the thing. Tim was getting ready to do the news, and he was pointing out how the new Inquirer, Wynonna Judd, I mean, she looks like, she's a man, baby. She looks like meatloaf. You're right.
She's like the evil, like, octopus queen from Little Mermaid.
Yeah, I could, but I flagged that because, do you remember when Clyde was on this program last week, and he was claiming that I blocked him? So, like, he was going to get a little something from Wynonna Judd, and he was making it sound like a bad thing that I stopped that from happening, which I didn't, by the way. But if I had blocked him and kept him from getting a little love from Wynonna, I think really Clyde owes me free drinks and dinner for life, by the way.
But look at that. They put rouge under it, and it makes it look like she has poison ivy.
She looks like one of those huge red kickballs from school.
He does.
All right. Well, there you go, kids. It's 503-7332.
She's sticking her head out from in between some curtains, it looks like.
It's a huge moo-moo. Some women can carry that weight, some cannot. Ann Wilson can. Wynonna Judd cannot. I want to read this
Mama
one email.
Mama Cass choked on the sandwich.
It's not true. That's an urban legend.
What did you choke on?
I don't know. Death. I'm going to read this, and then we'll do emails, and then we'll do news, rather. And while Tim's reading the news, I'm going to drink coffee.
Sure.
Coffee. Listen to this. Rick, this is from Ben and Will. Rick, the reason for my email is to ask you for permission to change the Horns Across the Hawthorne logo, says Will. Why, may you ask? I change it because me and my... How do they teach these kids about grammar? Why, may you ask? Question mark, end of sentence. New thought begins. I change it because me and my friend, there's all kinds of tense and dangling participles going on here. Because me and my friend are making a podcast, and it would be awesome to have that as our logo. And if you want us to change it in some ways, we can do that too. Even though I live in Vancouver, I will not be down at the Hawthorne Bridge on 666 since I am just 14 years old. And I am not old enough to drive, and my parents won't take me.
What about public transportation there, son?
Yes, you know, what about that? What about picking yourself up by your own bootstraps? Yes, with...
Show right. A little ambition.
Yes. So there you go. So, anyway, let's see. What else does he have to say here? So I am just 14, and I will not be able to be there because I do not have a car, blah, 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 blah. I can't go, but I love the idea, and I listen to your show every day, and say hi to Sarah and Tim for me. Ah, see, now that you feel
no,
bad, you were bad.
I do.
All right.
Thank you for listening, young man.
You're proud listener, William Young.
Oh.
All right, there you go.
In more ways than one.
Oh. All right, here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Well, 20th Century Fox is delivering an omen today.
Oh,
Yes, fittingly, the movie house has chosen the opera release day to open its remake of the 1976 horror classic, The Omen. It stars Julia Stiles and Liev Schreiber.
I'm not really going to be listening, but you just pretend that.
As a young couple who learn the terrifying truth that has a soundbite, don't go too far, about their sons of pedestrian to become Antichrist.
Pedestrian?
Yeah.
What?
Jesus Christ runs over a pedestrian. Stiles says fans of the original Omen will see some striking similarities and some striking differences between the original and the remake.
For fans of the old version, this is definitely an homage. I mean, there are very vivid images from the original that we pay tribute to, so to speak. But, you know, we wanted to keep an element of surprise, so there are changes also. I mean, things that are enhanced. My death scene is very different. I guess that's sort of giving it away. But, and also we wanted to make it more relevant to a modern audience.
No one cares.
Was that Julia Stiles?
It was Julia Stiles.
She's so monotone.
Yeah, she's got a voice like a man. I read an article in the New York Times today that showed that women are consciously lowering their voices.
She's speaking from the diaphragm.
They're telling you, women are attempting to have lower-pitched voices in the workplace to get ahead.
It's true.
Because if you cackle like a bunch of minor birds, no one will take you seriously.
We're just having a conversation like this yesterday.
Not about anybody we know, though.
Of course not.
Here's
we were reflecting on how fortunate we were that we didn't know anybody like that.
It's really fortunate that we don't work with anybody who thinks that it's cute or charming or endearing to sit and talk to other adults in baby talk.
Who does that?
No one, because it would be goddamn stupid. And quit wearing those pointy shoes. It's not the Emerald City.
And quit riding on that tricycle.
All right. Here's, get that kid's car out of the driveway! A little, tip of the hat to the 50s there. No, a big article that said the women are intentionally getting a lower timbre to their voice, and they're doing a lot of this in the workplace so they can sound thing be accepted.
That's why I've had a hard time fitting in with girls sometimes, is because they sometimes girls talk to each other in the
well, you know what voices. It is.
It's cop.
No, it is the female equivalent of dudes just sitting around going, "Yeah, you're right, dude," and like punching each other in the shoulder and just being idiots. And you know what I'm talking about. You people
out
there.
You people.
You know what I'm speaking. No, you. Everybody out there knows what I'm talking. Everybody there works with, and I don't mean to pick on women, because men have their own version of this. Mm. Men have their own versions of talking like an idiot. But everybody out there works with a woman or women, small or large group, whatever. It's like a corporate accounts payable, Nina speaking, it's like that. But they sit around, and they talk. Have you seen this? It's like a bunch of women will be gathered around looking at something. Photograph. Wedding invitation, pair of baby booties, something. And they're looking at it, and as they're looking at it, they talk, and their voice gets so high because it's so cute. And you just want to go over, and you just want to kick him in the teeth. You know what I mean? Not that you should do that, because that's wrong. I'm saying kick him in the teeth, you know.
Figuratively.
Shoot him a smile.
Poetically.
It's like they're flying away in some sort of giant helium balloon as they're speaking. When they're looking at this picture of a kitten that somebody brought in, and I can't believe this kitten, it's a kitten, it's not even words. It's just like really high-pitched pops and clicks coming out of their mouth. You know what I mean? Stop that.
No more.
All right. Now, are we going to be playing any more sound? Because I keep trying to walk down the hallway to get
really
coffee.
To go to the bathroom.
Here's what's happening right now. I'm trying to leave to get coffee. Not that we don't care about the show and the job we do. Sarah's shifting uncomfortably from foot to foot because she has to urinate.
I promise after this next one, there'll be no more soundbites.
Can't we just take, isn't there something we can play to fill the time? Kind of.
We built this Starbucks.
I have some good songs over here.
Like what? Are you scoring them?
We haven't listened to this one for a while.
Okay, it's break time.
Yeah, but you can't use the bathroom this quickly. How long is it going to take you?
Hold on, let's
stop the music for a second. How long do you think it will take you?
About 40 seconds. Do I get
to time you?
Yeah, so I'll squirt some sanitizer, too.
Let's bet on this. We have to bet a dollar.
Okay, I bet it'll take me less than a minute.
Let's bet some push-ups.
I don't think so. Those are what you're
How
doing
confident
today.
Are... I'm saying...
Okay, I can do it in less than a minute.
All right, so hold on. So you're going to... Now, you have to give me your scout's honor, which means nothing coming from you. You have to give me your word that you will actually go and do what you have to do. It won't be going in and then, like, running back without doing it. You're not going to fake it, in other words.
I won't fake it.
You are going to go. You are going to make a bathroom break.
I'm going.
You are going to clean your hands. You got to clean your hands.
Of course.
And you're
going to
come back, and you'll be back within how many seconds?
60.
Within six? I thought it was 40.
No, I said 60.
How about 50?
How about 60?
50.
60.
The longer you guys talk, the longer this break becomes.
55.
Find some common ground here.
55. 55.
No. You know what? I gave you 5 questions.
You started at 40 seconds.
No, I can do it in 60. It's all the way down the hall.
All right, okay. I'm going to tell you when to go. Are you ready?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you when to go.
What happens if the room is in use?
Oh, yeah. If it's in use, it doesn't
count. It's not in use. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Three, two, one, go.
We built this Starbucks.
Right.
We built this Starbucks on high.
Sarah's attempting to get some things done.
You built this Starbucks.
I guess this is a good opportunity for me to go get some coffee.
Why don't you?
I'm just going to leave the microphone on.
I'll just sit here by myself.
All right. You just... Everybody talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
I'm feeling a little left out here. I don't need to use the facilities, and I don't need a cup of coffee.
And hey, that's 30, by the way.
I hit the post.
Burn myself. Yeah, 20 seconds left.
Oh, she did it.
Oh! Are you kidding me?
No. How fast was that?
I was 62 seconds.
That was
47. 42. You see, you could have done it in 50.
It's a tribute to womanhood.
You All right. Well, that was...
And there are people... I guess people do listen to the show because I go running down the hallway and everyone's
laughing. Were they waving little American flags?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that was a good quick bit.
Are we doing here?
We were in the middle of the
news.
You
know what? We
did one.
Okay, let's do
one
more.
Wait, how many push-ups did we bet? So how many are you doing?
We didn't bet any. No, there was a test. That was a test bet. We weren't betting anything.
No, we'll just do the 10 that you were going to have to do before.
There's no 10.
Maybe you can do them under the tent to draw attention to people if they can't see, you know, where we're...
Shut up. All right, let's do one more story.
And this has sound.
Then
so we prepare for this.
Okay, and are you have to leave a little early.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's do some news, then we'll break, and then Dennis Pitzenbarger will join us. We've got the top five to do as well.
That sounds marvelous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's Tim Riley.
The dusty roads of the Old West in modern society are clashing in the town too tough to die. Residents, business owners, and politicians are squaring up in Tombstone, Arizona, over the dirt placed on Allen Street earlier this year. The town decided to place the dirt over the asphalt road to reclaim some of the Old West. A number of store owners along Allen Street say the dirt and dust gets tracked into their shops, messing up the merchandise. Others say the tourists love the dirt. It reminds them of the Old West.
Are we seriously doing a story about dirt somewhere?
Yes, we are. Stagecoach driver Rick James said the dirt makes it tough to do tours.
Stagecoach driver Rick James?
Yes.
It's pretty bad. It gets all in your
That's not Rick James.
You breathe it in. Of course, you're talking. You can't really close your mouth. So
I guess Rick James is covered in dirt right now, though.
He's full of dust.
Yeah.
However, gunslinger and actor...
Shut your mouth. That was funny. Sarah, give me that. Ho, 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 ho. You're not as funny as you think you are, Rick. That's what that was. That was damn funny.
Gunslinger Concho Fowler said the dirt is good for the character of the town.
Concho?
Yes, Concho.
I think it makes the town look more historically correct. I think that's what
dirt.
The tourists are looking for.
Tombstone merchant Frank Gropo.
Why is it three cuts? Where do you keep getting these?
I work hard at this.
Jesus
Christ. Tombstone merchandise merchant Frank Gropo said the dirt
Frank
on Elm Street
Gropo?
Is... Yeah. He's a good friend of Concho Fowler.
Is this like a Richard Scarry book or something that we're reading? Okay, go ahead.
The dirt is bad for business.
Friggin' dirt. All right.
As a merchant, the dust comes right into the store, but our employees are breathing. It's just a dirty, filthy mess.
And that's the story from Tombstone, Arizona.
Okay.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
Oh, remember the three-armed Chinese baby? No more. Now he's got two arms, recovering after surgery to remove that well-formed third arm.
He's going to regret that. Give that kid a guitar. I'm telling you right now.
But now he's left with two left arms. So how's he going to be taught to write?
Are you kidding me?
No, he has two left arms.
Why didn't they...
Wait, so they left the one on the front?
I don't understand.
Or did he grow two left arms?
No. Neither of the boys' two left arms were fully functional, but surgeons decided to remove their... Oh, I see. Growing closer to the chest, so they did remove one of the left arms.
He has an arm coming out of his chest?
Yeah, didn't you see the picture?
Yeah, but why wouldn't you take that one off?
I don't know. We saw that the nerves
and
blood... The nerves were well-formed, and it would be useful to have a normal arm. So now, he has two arms.
All right. Let me, what is it? Why?
He used to have three arms. No, two arms.
All right. Is this a different George? Okay. All right. This is not George from Wilsonville exercising his weird, unholy
genitals.
Hey, Vic. Hi, George. Hi.
Hey, buddy. Man, you know, long time, man. Been around a long time. Been to a lot of your parties.
Thank you, sir. What? How can I help you today?
Hey, well, I got a little story about when I was a kid.
Okay, you can't win anything for this, you know.
No, well, geez, I'm trying to make it down there to the know, the devil thing tonight. So,
yes.
But when I was a kid, my parents go to the coast. We had a half a house. We had nothing. Then my father bought us, my brother and I, chopper bikes out on the gravel road. Then music came my life and Kiss posters everywhere.
Yes.
Brother tore them up. Mother freaked out and tore them all up.
Oh, she tore up your Kiss posters, your mother did.
Yes, every single Kiss poster I had on my walls. I had, oh, you know, the bean bags, the posters, the black lights. Everything.
The big bangs.
Bean bags.
Bean bags.
Bean bags.
Yes.
Bean bags.
Yes, that is terrible. So she tore up all your Kiss members. That's terrible. My mom threw up my Alice Cooper records.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Really?
Yes. My Alice Cooper Goes to Hell record. I came home and she had thrown out my copy of Alice Cooper Goes to Hell because it had terrified my younger brother.
That's what happened to me, too. Kiss freaked my mom out, too. Yeah. And yes. I think mom used frisbees for a while there.
Yeah. Are you going to be at Horns Across the Hawthorne tonight, sir?
Yes, I am, sir.
Thank you.
I am a big Rick Emerson fan.
All right, George, please come up and introduce yourself to us tonight. We'll be in the red shirts.
You'll be in the red shirts?
Red shirts, sir.
All right, well, I'm going to be wearing Sarah shirts.
Oh, well, Rick, no, immediately.
You mean like made of Sarah?
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. It was over the line.
Sarah Dillon.
Oh, yeah, the Save Sarah Dillon.
Oh,
yeah, it didn't really work.
She's on my cell phone last time we were there.
I remember you.
All right. Excellent. Good. Thank you, George. We'll see you tonight, man.
Later, man.
All right, there you go. That's George. Yeah, we should mention that, and then we're going to take a break here. We'll come back with Dennis Pitsenbarger.
We'll be wearing bright red shirts.
Yeah, you have a question tonight, where are we meeting Sarah tonight for Horns Across the Hawthorne, which is just 3 short hours away?
I don't remember.
The catapult! Meeting at the catapult, and if you have a question, you need to know where to go, you're trying to find somebody, look for the people in the red staff shirts.
Look for all the little punk rock kids with dogs on strings.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a little older.
Try to make your eyes stop watering amid the stench of the homeless. And find us. We will be in red staff shirts. And then we've got the black shirts, which are actually really cool looking. AM 970 Solid State Radio shirts. We're going to be giving those away, but we will be in the red staff shirts. Find us. You got to be there at 5:30. We're going to be right there around the catapult. That area. The footbridge right at the catapult. We're going to be giving you your lamin. It's like a backstage pass. That is also what gets you a spin on the wheel or the pentagram of prizes at Dante's later. So that is happening tonight. It is time now for you to pick up the phone and call everybody you know about that. It's 503-733-2970. Are you leaving now, Tim?
I'm leaving now, yes.
Okay, then.
Let's take
a break. We'll be back with Dennis Pitsenbarger and more of Horns Across the Hawthorne. Top five devil songs, according to Scotty J., the intern. More of the Rick Emerson Dungeons and Dragons Invitational and all that. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Take a break here. All right, go back after this. It is the Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there. We will continue. It's 666 on AM 970 Solid State Radio. Don't go anywhere.